Morning, brothers and sisters. It's a privilege for me to stand before you, share word of God with you. I thank Pastor Sammy Williams, who is pastor of this Cornerstone Community Church. I had classes with Pastor Chris about spiritual formation. I enjoyed a lot his classes about teaching about discipleship. He said, true disciples makes others disciples. If you are a true disciple, definitely you will make others disciples. Author Bill Hull said in his book, Jesus Christ, the Disciple Maker. A disciple submit to leader who teaches to follow Jesus Christ. A disciple learns Jesus' words. A disciple learns the way of doing Jesus' ministry. The disciples learns how to imitate Jesus' character and life. My dear brothers and sisters, this is compulsory to make disciples. If you are a true disciple, what is the great commission of Jesus Christ? Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20. He said, all authority has been given to me in the heaven on earth. Go, therefore, make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe what I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always to the end of the age. My dear brothers and sisters, maybe you are neglecting this, what Jesus commanded you to do. I hope some are you willing to obey Jesus, but do not know idea how to make disciples. What is the model? Be a disciple maker. Who is our model? This sermon will help you a lot how to make disciples. Open your Bible and turn with me. Luke chapter 5. Verse 1 to 11. Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 11. Now it happened that while the crowd was pressing around him and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. Verse 2. And he saw two boats lying at edge of the lake, but the fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing their nets. And he got in one of the boats, which was Simon's, and he asked him to put out a little away from the land. And he sat down and began teaching the people from the boat. Verse 4. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch. Verse 5. Simon answered and said, Master, we worked hard all night and caught nothing. But I will do as you say and let down the nets. When they had done this, they enclosed a great quantity of fish and their nets began to break. Verse 7. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat for them to come and help them. And they came and filled with both of the boats so that they began to sink. Verse 8. But when Simon Peter saw that, he fell down at Jesus' feet, saying, go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. Verse 9. For amazement had seized him and all his companions because of the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, do not fear. From now on, you will be catching men. Verse 11. When they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. The main theme of this passage is following Jesus as a disciple maker. Following Jesus as a disciple maker. Jesus calls the summary of this passage is, Jesus calls common fishermen to leave everything to become his disciple as a fishers of men. Jesus calls by demonstrating his authority through the miraculous catch fish. Look at verse 10 says that Jesus said to Simon, "Do not fear. From now on, you will be catching fish." He is telling, follow him. Jesus made Simon disciple. Then he gave privilege to become disciple maker. Look at verse 11 says, "When they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him." The main theme of this passage is following Jesus Christ as a disciple maker. Four attitudes of Jesus Christ that motivates us to follow Jesus Christ as a disciple maker. The first attitude that motivates us to follow Jesus Christ is teaching the word to distressed people. Teaching the word to distressed people. Look at verse 1 says that people are pressing around him and listening to the word of God. Look, end of the verse 3. "And he sat down and began teaching the people from the boat." These words are telling that he is teaching. But whom Jesus is teaching? For distressed people who have sickness and possessed by demons and ultimately who is suffering with their sins. Look at verse 2. "And he saw two boats laying at the edge of the lake, but fishermen had got out of them and were washing their nets." That means fishermen was washing their nets for tomorrow catching. They also distressed because they have nothing for their labor. Whole night they work hard, but they didn't get anything. They are also distressed. People are distressed. Jesus is teaching to them. His attitude is teaching distressed people. I know a little bit about this. How fishermen will distressed. Because my father is fisherman. I went with him few times to catch the fish. One day we went midnight at 12 o'clock. To catch the fish into the sea. And we came back morning 8, 9 o'clock. But I was so disappointed. Because we didn't get any fish. Small fishes we got. But I know that distress. That we work hard. But when we don't get fishes, it is so depressed to us. So these disciples, these fishermen also distressed. Jesus is teaching to them. How Jesus is teaching? We can see that two doing things of Jesus while he is teaching. Two doing things of Jesus while he is teaching. The first thing that he is doing while he is teaching is he is honoring the word of God. He is honoring the word of God. Jesus honors word of God, gospel. He was standing the lake of Gennesaret. Jews have culture that they should read word of God by standing. This is honoring the word of God. And when they are teaching, they sit humbly to teach. He is respectfully reading the word of God and humbly teaching the gospel to them. Maybe he was teaching gospel from Psalms and law, prophet. But after finishing reading, Jesus teaching by sitting. That is, he is showing respect to the word of God. How Jesus is teaching to distressed people? Second thing, he is loving souls of sinners. He is loving souls of sinners. Jesus was standing the lake of Gennesaret. This is called Galilee Lake. Very commercial area in that region. So many fishermen and fish sellers and buyers will come there. See, Jesus went there. Why? Because of love for perishing sinners. Jesus is preaching word of God, my dear brothers and sisters. He is preaching gospel. Look at Luke chapter 4:43 says, "But he said to them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for I was sent for this purpose. Dear brothers and sisters, Jesus' goal is to preach gospel, to love his people, those who are going to perish. His purpose is to teach the sinners, to save sinners, to give forgiveness through preaching the word of God. His purpose is to heal sinner souls, not their bodies. Please understand. But he healed many people, we know, because of compassion. To fulfill the scripture. Listen carefully, brothers and sisters. Jesus did many healings, cast out demons, so that many were searching Jesus, but Jesus went secret place, was praying. He is not coming public. He is going secret place and he is praying. Peter and his companions searching him and found him, said to him, "Everyone is looking for you. Why you are hiding here? Why you are secret? Why you are living here? Go on public. Everybody is searching for you." Peter and his companions telling to Jesus. What Jesus said? Same thing he said. Mark Gospel chapter 1, 38. He said to them, "Let us go somewhere else, to the towns by near, so that I may preach there also. For that is what I came here for." Why Jesus is saying this? So many people are coming to him. This is the time to become great preacher, famous healer. And he should start big healing meeting like these people are doing now. But listen, my dear brothers, he can heal, but main purpose is not this, but to preach word of God. What is the goal of preaching the word of God? To save souls of sinners. Why I am saying Jesus loving perishing souls? Because he is preaching word of God. You should love and honor word of God, my dear brothers and sisters. You should preach gospel to distressed people. You honor word of God by reading, meditating them. Please do not say, "I have no time." The great king David, if he has time to meditate word of God, definitely you have time to do. Set your time, which will be better for you, to honor the word. Because the word of God is source of salvation. Not only it is the source of salvation, it will lead you pathway. Honor word of God. Because Jesus Christ honoring word of God. And if you are loving perishing souls, please preach Christ. They do not need your experiences. Distressed people need word of Christ. For example, maybe you are saying to somebody else, I have fever. I pray to God. God healed me. They have so many stories. Jesus Christ is healing everybody, even though those people are not believing him. But main issue is not healing. What Lord has done in your life, those things cannot save any man. That word of God, gospel, the resurrection, death of Jesus Christ saves souls of sinners. Look at Jesus Christ, my dear brothers. Look at Jesus Christ. He is honoring word of God. In your life also, you should honor word of God. Please spend some time with word of God. I know you are busy for job. I understood that. But maintain little time to read the word of God. The second attitude that motivates us to follow Jesus as a disciple maker is caring distressed individually. Caring distressed individually. Look at verse 4. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for catch." The deep is simply where the fish are to be fished for. First he cared many people through preaching word of God. Now he turning to Simon, who was distressed. This is evident for he cares for individual. Simon and his partners were also distressed. I already explained to you. Look at verse 5. Simon answered, said, Master, we work hard all night and caught nothing. Jesus knows that they have nothing. Jesus is commanding him immediately to put out into the deep water and let down their nets for catch. He is taking very seriously about Peter's distress. Simon's reply to Jesus' command should not be seen as one of the disrespect. In light of he addressing him as a master, he said that, I will do as you say. He said that. Peter is not disrespecting Jesus. He is respecting by saying master. Peter recognized Jesus' authority personally. Peter said, I will do as you. This is showing he knows authority of Jesus' words. Ultimately, what we are understanding here, that Jesus is caring distressed people. Jesus caring distressed people. Dear brothers and sisters, remember that Jesus cares you. If you want to make other disciples, you should have concern for them. Have this mind which Jesus Christ has. Helping others to overcome distress. Encourage them through word of God. Invite them your home as a family, husband and wife. Help him to come out of distress. These are the time to help your brothers to grow in Christ, to make them strong as a disciple. Third attitude that motivates us to follow Jesus as a disciple maker is showing his holiness to distressed. Showing his holiness to distressed. Holy means separate one, very different one. It means moral character. Jesus is separate one, very different one. Of course, he is holy Lord. He has holy character. We can see Jesus shows his holiness to distressed people. Three ways, my dear brothers and sisters, in the scripture, three ways that Jesus shows his holiness. The first way is by exercising his divine power. Jesus shows his holiness by exercising his divine power. Look at verse 6 says that when they had done this, they enclosed a great quantity of fish. Their nets began to break. Verse 7. So they signaled to their partners in other boats for them to come and help them. They came and filled both of the boats so that they began to sink. This is marvelous to get fish daytime in that lake. Because of Gennesaret Lake, it is actually large fresh water and also above 690 feet below low level. Simon did what Lord has told him. They put out in deep water their nets. They caught great fishes, which is unusual in daytime. Whole night they labored but got nothing. Actually, they are not able to collect that fishes also. Those boats are going to be sink. My dear brothers, Jesus' miracle demonstrates that he is the Lord of sea and all that is in it. Nobody like him. He is unique one, separate one. No man has any authority over sea, all that is in it. But Jesus Christ has. Jesus Christ showing his holiness by exercising his divine power. Please, brothers, do not think that Jesus is not powerful in your life. Because of he did not give what you want. He can give, but if he did not give, maybe it is not good for your spiritual life. Whatever he gave you, by his power only. My dear brothers and sisters, are you understanding? Jesus Christ showing his holiness to distressed Peter by exercising his divine power. Second way, Jesus Christ showing his holiness to distressed is by breaking
sinner's heart.
By breaking sinner's heart. After seeing great divine power of Jesus, Peter realized that he is holy. Simon was broken. Why did he broken? Look at verse 9. For amazement had seized him and all his companions because of catching a fish which they had taken. Verse 10 also. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. All were amazed because of the power of Jesus. Especially Peter amazed Jesus' power when he see Jesus as a holy God. How we will know one person is true broken, true repented one in our church? How we can know one person is really broken person? Simon is example for it. Three marks of broken sinner. First mark is he humbles himself. Look at verse 8. But when Simon Peter said that, he fell down at Jesus' feet. Peter saw Jesus as a holy God. He understood that he should be decreased and Jesus should be increased. He recognized that he is nothing in front of Jesus Christ. So he fell down at Jesus' feet in the midst of the fish. Only humble man, humble woman can do this. Proudful man never do, never humble themselves in front of Lord Jesus Christ. The true mark of repentant sinner, broken sinner is they humble themselves. My dear brothers and sisters, promote Jesus in your life. Whatever you're doing, think about it. Are you humbling yourself before Jesus? And are you promoting Jesus or yourself? Some are humble before men. Listen, my dear brothers. Some are humble before men, but they are rebellious before God. They look like humble men, humble women, but their inside is very rebellious before God. Are you like that? Are you humble man? True repented sinner has this mark. He humbles himself. Second mark is he recognizes his sin. Second mark of broken sinner is he recognizes his sin. Look at verse 8 says, Peter said to Jesus, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." He came to know he is a sinner. He really broken here. So he is not able to stand in presence of holy God. He was be judged as a sinful man. Jesus did not say, "You are sinner." But he showed his holiness. Peter recognized of his sinful nature in the presence of Jesus Christ. He was saying, "Go away from me. Depart from me. I am not worthy." That means, "I am not worthy that you should come to me." He was saying with humble attitude, "I am not able to stand in your presence, Jesus. Depart from me. I am a sinful man." He is crying like that. He is thinking, he is recognizing he was a sinner through seeing Jesus' holiness, my dear brothers. Dr. R.C. Sproul said this, Peter was a businessman. He was catching fish not for fun, but for profit. He said, "If I am in the Peter place, I will say, 'Jesus, please come every day. Spend 5 minutes with me. Because I will catch great fishes. So I will give you share. 10% for you, 90% for me. 50-50. Okay, 90 for you, 10 for me.'" Jesus has to say like that. Because Jesus did great miracle. Through Jesus, he can earn more money. But he did not say. He said very differently. "I am a sinful man. Depart from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." Because Peter saw Jesus' holiness. Anybody? Look at Isaiah 6, chapter 5. Isaiah said, "Woe is me, for I am a ruin, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I will among the people of unclean lips, for my eyes have been the King, the Yahweh of hosts." Isaiah also came to know his sinful nature in presence of Holy One. How Isaiah experienced, how Isaiah understood he was sinner, like that Peter is saying, "I am a sinner." Whoever, my dear brothers and sisters, who saw Jesus as a holy, definitely they will say, "We are sinners." He will say, "I am sinner." There is no distinction between India and Nepal. There is no distinction between educated, uneducated. There is no distinction between man and woman. Whoever sees Jesus as a holy God, they will say, "Lord, I am a sinner. Am I a sinner?" Everybody should say, "I am a sinner," after seeing Jesus as a holy God through scripture and through preaching word of God. If you are sitting here, you are not repented. You know you are repented or not. You know you are broken person or not. If you are not broken person, come to Jesus. Look at Jesus, how holy he is. Repent. He will help you. He will help you. Third mark of broken sinner. The first mark is, he humbles himself. Second mark, he recognizes his sins. Third mark, he is scared to Holy One. He is scared. He feared to Holy One. When we see his attitude towards Jesus, I can say he is scared to Jesus. See, he astonished by demonstrating Jesus' power over sea and all in it. First one. He fell down at Jesus' feet in the midst of fishes. Number two. Number three, he said, "Depart from me, Lord." This attitude are evident. He is scared to Holy God. He is scared to Jesus. I can prove that Peter scared to Jesus by looking Jesus verse. Look end of the verse 10. Look end of the verse 10. Jesus said, "Do not fear." Why did Jesus say, "Do not fear"? Because he feared. Peter feared to Jesus. So Jesus is saying, "Do not fear." The true mark of broken sinner, he always feared God. See, some example I will give. The angel of the Yahweh appeared to Manoah. Judges chapter 13:13. You know that angel of the Lord is Yahweh himself, that is pre-incarnate Jesus Christ. Look at Judges 13:22. Manoah said to his wife, "We will surely die, for we have seen God." Jacob said same thing. Genesis 32:30. Jacob named the place Peniel, for he said, "I have seen God face to face, yet life has been preserved." Life has been preserved. God has to kill me because of my sins. But God did not kill me. He lived me. He is saying that. My dear brothers and sisters, Manoah feared. Jacob feared. Isaiah feared to Jesus Christ. And also Peter feared to Jesus Christ. There is no difference between Old Testament and New Testament. Everybody who saw Jesus' holiness, they are scared to stand in front of him. When I was studying 9th class, there is no 2 days class for us. 2 days, there is no school for us because of raining. My hostel warden did not send us to go home. All other hostel students are going to home. He is very strict man. He is not sending us. We all decided to go home without telling him. So we went. What happened? Next day he called to my mom. I am also sitting there in front of my mother. He called, he said, "See, don't bring your son into hostel again." He explained everything. I am sitting there, my mother saw me. I scared to my mother because I did something wrong. See, I am scared to go hostel also because he is terrible man. He speaks very good languages. See, I am scared that. See, if I scared man, my mother, warden, how can I scare to Holy God if I am a sinner? If you are a sinner, if you are standing presence of God, if you know Jesus is Holy One, how you will be silent, how you will be joyful? You definitely scared to Him. That is the nature of man. Nobody stands before Holy God Jesus Christ. Do you understand this? True mark of repented sinner, true mark of broken sinner, has he scared to Holy One. Are you scared anytime Jesus Christ? Yes, of course. We know Jesus is our friend. Jesus is our savior. Jesus is our elder brother. Of course. But do not forget, he is holy, sovereign God. No man, no sinner cannot stand in front of Jesus Christ. Third way, he shows his holiness to distressed. First way, he exercises his divine power. Second way, he broken sinner's heart. Third way, he is showing his holiness to distressed, that is by comforting broken sinner. By comforting broken sinner. See, verse 10 says, "Do not fear," Jesus said to Peter. "Do not fear. From now on, you will be catching men." My dear brothers and sisters, what we will say to broken sinner, if anybody came to us, he repented. "Yeah, I know you are like that. I know. I am observing every day you are doing like that." We will broke that broken sinner more and more. But Jesus is not like that, my dear brothers. That's why he is unique. That's why he is holy one. That's why he is very different one. He is comforting broken sinner. He never scrolled Peter. How he is comforting broken sinner? Through forgiving sins. Through forgiving sins. Look at Jesus' words after Simon's brokenness. He did not shout at him. He did not say, "You are sinful man, you are fool, I know you are sinner," even though he knows everything. But he said, "Do not fear. Do not fear." That means Peter scared because of his sins. Maybe this holy God may kill me because of my sinful nature. But Jesus is telling him, "Do not fear, I am not going to be punish you. I am not punishing you. Do not fear, I will forgive your sins." Though that encouragement, "Do not fear," that word is showing us encouragement to forgiving Peter's sins. He is comforting Jesus. He is comforting Peter through making him disciple maker. He is comforting through giving forgiveness. He is comforting through making disciple maker. Look at verse 10. Jesus said, "Do not fear. From now on, you will be catching men." It means bringing people into the kingdom of God and into the relationship with Jesus through preaching Jesus' death and resurrection. Jesus gives place beside him, not always down at his feet. Look at Isaiah 6. Same incident happened for Isaiah also, like Peter. Verse 7, Isaiah chapter 6, verse 7 says, "He touched my mouth with it and said, 'Behold, this has touched your lips, and your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is forgiven.' Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?' Then I said, 'Here I am, send me.'" Isaiah also got forgiveness first and became useful to God like Peter. Jesus uses anybody. First he gives forgiveness. Then he will use him for his glory. It is true with everybody. It is true with Pastor Sammy also. It is true with Fomi also. It is true with everybody in this hall. God cannot use anybody. Jesus never used anybody without breaking his heart. Some of you going to be a pastor, if you are not broken by Jesus' holiness, God never use you. You should broken by Jesus' holiness, seeing Jesus' holiness. You should repent every sin what you have before Jesus Christ. Have a high view of Jesus Christ. Repent every sin. Cleanse every day. Run to Him. He will use you. Because He used humble man. He used broken sinners. Fourth attitude. The last attitude that motivates us to follow Jesus as a disciple maker is being example to disciples. Being example to disciples. Look at verse 11 says, when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. We are seeing here the attitude of Simon and his partners, James and John, that they are following Jesus. Here two decisions of decision and behavior of disciple. The first decision of disciple is counting Jesus is precious than their sacrifices. Counting Jesus precious than their sacrifices. Look at verse 11. They left everything, that means their boats, their nets. This attitude showing that Jesus is greater than fishing and precious than his earthly blessings. Only true disciple can do this, can think this. See, they left, they lived everything. They lived boat, which filled with large fishes. They thought Jesus is greater than everything. They thought that Jesus is enough for them. They sacrificially loved Jesus. Jesus calls his disciples sacrificially. Disciple must pay cost. Cost. If you don't pay, if you don't be sacrificial, you will never follow Jesus Christ. My dear brothers and sisters, how can disciple be sacrificial? Answer is by following Jesus, by looking Jesus, our model. Jesus sacrificially, actually he left everything for teaching distressed people. One man asked him, I will follow you, Jesus. What Jesus replied to him? Matthew 8:20. Jesus said to him, the foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nets, but Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. We live sacrificial life for Jesus by looking him alone, my dear brothers and sisters. But actually, he sacrificially left his heavenly places to come on the earth to save you, me also, Lord. Pastor Chris, he said, we think, I like him. He will tell boldly, he will make disciples. I like him. He said one thing. What he said? Take out the sacrifice in your dictionary. You are thinking, I am so sacrificial. But you are not sacrificial. When you look Jesus' sacrificial life, you will think you are nothing. You are sacrificing nothing beside Jesus. He is the ultimate Jesus. Jesus is the ultimate. We can follow him. He is a sacrificial God. He is example to disciple. The second decision of disciple is obeying Jesus. See, verse 11, they followed him. Jesus said, follow me. Through saying, you will be catching the men. He immediately followed Jesus, Peter. His partners also followed him. He saw Jesus as a holy God. This is showing his obedience to Jesus. James and John also followed Jesus. This is showing they are true disciples. Disciples always follow his masters. Disciples always do what master is doing. Disciple always act like his master. Imitate master's life and character, my dear brothers and sisters. We will be obedient by looking Jesus only. Paul said, Philippians chapter 2, verse 7, 8, but emptied himself, taking the form of bond servant and being made in likeness of men, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. So, my dear brothers and sisters, he is model for his disciple in sacrifice and obedience. Dear brothers and sisters, what is the precious thing to you? Jesus or other things which he has given to you? Jesus or any person, what is your precious thing? Think about it. What is your sacrificial life as a disciple in Cornerstone Community Church? I am not saying that all sell your property, give to church. But think about the needs of church. What you are sacrificing? If your model Jesus is sacrificial man, as a disciple, you should be sacrificial. If Jesus is calling you, be a missionary by producing desire, by producing burden for souls of Goan people and India, Nepal, who don't know Jesus in their, as a savior. If Jesus is calling you, be a pastor to protect the sheep, to teach the word of God from all wrong doctrines. Please join in PTS. Become a disciple maker. Ask Brother Stanley Job. He will tell how to join PTS. My dear brothers and sisters, see, if you are ready to come, if you God is telling to be a missionary, please come. Because it is great job to make disciple maker. Stop. Not only missionaries, not only pastors, every disciple should make disciple maker. If Jesus put you so by doing job, testify Jesus in your godly life in that place. Make disciples wherever you are, whatever you are doing, whether you are doing job, whether you are doing ministry, whether you are doing, you are a homemaker, whatever you are, you should make disciples because you are a disciple of Jesus Christ. Dear brothers and sisters, I am going to conclude. We have seen four attitudes that motivates us to follow Jesus as a disciple maker. First attitude is teaching the word to distressed. Second attitude is caring the distressed personally. Third attitude is showing his holiness to distressed. Finally, being example to disciple. I will say one man who followed Jesus as a disciple maker. He came as a missionary to India, like our dear sister Nicole. His name is William Carey. He came to India in 1793 from England. He served Jesus 40 years in India. He brought light to in darkness. He stopped tradition of Sati Sahagamanam. Do you know that? They burn women with her husband dead body. That is bad tradition, culture. He stopped that and started printing press with his friend and translated dictionaries and Bible in many languages. And also he worked hard to preaching the word. After 7-8 years, he won one soul for Jesus. Suddenly one day, his printing press were burned. All his translation, his dictionaries were burned in it. But he did not give up. He suffered a lot to make disciples because he is a disciple. And he started Bible college to train men to be pastors. That is Sirampur Bible College. You know that. He died on 9th June 1834 in India. He did not go back to England. He came here to make disciples. He died here only. What about you? Jesus Christ commanded. He gave commission to make disciples. Are you making disciples? What you are doing? What is your responsible? Think about it. Follow Jesus. Let's pray. Father, help us to follow Jesus. Whatever problem we have, Lord, Jesus commanded us to follow him. Lord, help us to follow him alone. Lord, help us to learn Jesus' words, learn his character, life, to imitate him. Lord, help us to find, teach disciples to follow Jesus. Lord, make us humble. Break us our heart. Search our hearts. Forgive our sins. And help us to follow faithfully, Lord. I am submitting Cornerstone Community Church. Lord, bless them in spiritual blessings. Lord, use them for your glory to preach Christ go once. A lot of people are perishing, Lord. They are going to hell. But give that burden to share Christ to them in our life. In Jesus' name, I pray.